A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Lamed Ches, Shavuos 38b, pagination is 76. We'll start about midway on the page with the new perek, Shavuos Hadayanim, the oath which is imposed by the judges, meaning there's a court case, certain parameters were met, and in such a case, the Dayanim, the judges, can impose a oath upon one of the litigants who's denying the claim, and he would have to make an oath. The wording would be, Hareini nishba b'shem Elokei Yisrael, behold, I am swearing in the name of the God of Israel, or Hareini nishba b'Hashem Elokei Yisrael, she'eini chayev lo zeklum, that I'm not obligated anything to this person. And that would be his oath of denial. And our Mishnah will discuss when that oath of denial is going to apply. So the case of the Torah in which there is such an oath is called a mode b'miktsas, a person who admits to part of the claim. The pasuk says, "Ki yiten ish oreihu," when a person will give to his fellow kesef o kelim, money or vessels, utensils. And the person will respond, ki huze, this is the amount that I owe you, but not more. And in such a case of moda b'miktsas, we're going to have this oath will be relevant, as the Mishnah tells us, shavuos hadayanim, hatayno shtei kesef. The claim has to be of a certain amount, v'ha'hoda b'shava pruta. And the responding admission is the amount of a pruta, and the gap between his admission of at least a pruta and the actual claim, which was significant, is going to be the nature of this oath. Im ein hoda mimin hatayna potter. If the admission is not a response to the claim, meaning, he's not being moda b'miktsas hatayna. He's not admitting to part of the claim. He's admitting to something totally different. One person claims, you owe me $1,000 because I loaned it to you. And he answers, I didn't borrow $1,000, but I happen to owe you $10 because I walked by your car and I nicked it. That's not the taina, that's not what was claimed. And we would always have to pay attention to whether he's responding to the claim, because if he's not, he's potter, absolved. Mishnah gives numerous examples to sort out these concepts, including about midway in the Mishnah, Toanu chitim v'hodolo b'sa'orim. He claims wheat, and the admission is barley, potter. He's potter, he's absolved. We need to know what the claim was and what the response was. Of course, in certain cases, really the claim is money. And if such, it is possible that the responding claim is a response. But if it's not, then it's not the case of moda b'miktsas, and it would be dealt with differently. The Gemara introduces the practicality of this oath by quoting the pasuk by Avram and his servant Eliezer in Parshas Chayisara. Ve'ashbiacho b'Hashem Elokei Hashamayim, I'm making you swear by Hashem, the God of the heavens. And although the Gemara doesn't quote it, but we know the pasuk continues, Velokei ha'aretz, and the God of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son, that's Yitzchak, from the local population. And the statement right before that was, Simna yadcha tachas yirechi, place your hand underneath my thigh, which was near the makom hamila, the place of circumcision, which was a mitzvah that was very dear to Avraham, that he did it in his later years after Hashem commanded him, etc. So we have at least two concepts right in front of us. The concept of an oath, that it's in the name of Hashem, and that a concept of nekitas chefetz, holding something, grabbing onto something holy, as a special statement of how sacred this is, as an affirmation, as an oath, it makes it binding and makes it serious. The Aruch HaShulchan in Choshen Mishpat Pei Zayin Yud Zayin lists off, according to the Minig, what they used to do in order kidei la'ayim olav, in order to make this a fearsome experience, that the oath should be, number one, effective as a method of getting the truth out of a person, but also to be aware how serious it is. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, for example, that the prevalent minig is laharchik mishavuos. We try to avoid these oaths totally, because even b'shavuos emes yesh sakana, even with an oath that's truthful, there's a sakana, there's danger involved. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch Pei Zayin Yud Tes, b'doros acharonim, the later generations, he writes, he's writing in the 1500s, bitlu shavua b'shem levi sha'on shagadol. We stopped making an oath using Hashem's name because the punishment is very great for doing so, for being lax with such a serious thing. That's in the Aseres Hadibros, losis Hashem Elokecha lashov, not to do it falsely, and even if it's truthful, but it's a little bit too casual if a person does so. Going back to the Aruch HaShulchan, their minig, when they did do an oath, was madlikim neiros, they would light candles. Hanishba lovish kitosh ubeged mesim, they would have the person who's making the oath wear a kittel, which is a garment similar to shrouds, kedai la'ayim alav, so that he should be fearful. Uposchem aron hakodesh, they open the aron. Umaneach yado ala sefer Torah v'nishba, and he puts his hand on the sefer Torah, and that's how he would make the oath, if indeed we were going to proceed with this. He writes, yesh nuagim letzavos, so lachalotz min alav, some say he should take off his shoes beforehand, and all of this is nachon la'asos iyumim. It's proper to do things that make this something that he would fear, both in order to get the truth and in order to avoid it totally, that people should recognize how serious it is. The Ramah in Pei Zayin, Yud Zayin mentions Yish Omrim B'Minyan. Some say that there should be a minyan there, 10 men. And there's also the statement in Shulchan Aruch Pei Zayin Chaf Gimel that the oath has to be made Bifnei HaToveya, in front of the person who's making the claim against him, or sometimes the person making the claim doesn't even know for sure he's making the claim, but it's based on witnesses. And in that case, the witnesses have to be there because we want somebody in the room who knows that he's not telling the truth, if indeed he is not. Hopefully, in the words of the Aruch HaShulchan, Kedei sheyisbayesh, he should be embarrassed, and even if he has created in his own mind some dimyon, some reality of his own as to why he's not liable, and how he's going to word it, and I didn't really do it, I just did it, or whatever he's thinking, there should be somebody in the room who knows clearly that he's not playing straight, and perhaps that will bring him to discuss the topic more honestly. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.